Welcome, everybody. Happy Saturday. This is Ross Nielsen. You've tuned in to Killer Tunes right here on 95.7 FM The Wolf in Fredericktown. Perhaps you're tuning in on the interwebs. That's okay, too. We appreciate you being here. We're kicking it off with my man, Jimmy Witherspoon, this week, going way back 1969 with the Junior Mance Trio. Check it.
Well, money's getting cheaper, price is getting steeper. Found myself a woman, but I just couldn't keep her. Time's getting tougher than tough. Things getting rougher than rough. I make a lot of money, just keep spending the stuff. On the market, that's butch for pound. Couldn't buy a pork chop when I laid my money down. Times getting tougher than tough. Things getting rougher than rough. I make a lot of money, just keep spinning the stuff.
Tick-tock, 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 people.
couple feel goods there, eh? That first tune, Time's Getting Tougher Than Tough, Jimmy Witherspoon with the Junior Mance Trio, cut 1969, released almost 30 years later on Stony Plain Records. Executive producer, one and only Holger Peterson, and Duke Robillard, I believe, did the liner notes for that one. Fantastic album. Jimmy's longtime one of my favorite singers. I love the major hit that he had, Ain't Nobody's Business, which was a hit like a gazillion years ago, I think, in the late 40s. That's how far Spoon goes back. Dude was born in 1920, I think, something crazy like that. Lived until 1997, I believe. Wonderful singer, wonderful singer. Follow that was the Vaughn Brothers, of course, one of my favorite tracks off of Family Style. That is Tick Tock, and that album was produced by Nile Rodgers, who did some David Bowie work, and just a smoking album, of course, released in 1990, in the fall of 1990, just about a month after Stevie Ray passed away. What a tragedy. I'm sure they would have made more records together. So friggin' good. Speaking of so good, let's keep some killer vocals going with my friend and yours, Van the Man. Come on, come get it now. Domino.
On the radio.
easily one of the greatest vocalists of our time. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Van Morrison. I got to put that guy on my bucket list. He's getting up there, you know. Legendary curmudgeon. Legendary. Cantankerous. Mean and nasty are words that I've heard to describe the one and only Van Morrison. I would still love to have a moment of his time. I would even take a little verbal berating from him just to ask him a few questions because, you know, he's iconic. He's one of those artists that is truly iconic. He stamped his name in the permanent halls of rock and roll on Earth and perhaps beyond, ladies and gentlemen. That was Domino. It's from a live album called It's Too Late to Stop Now, hailed as one of the great live albums of all time. I think it was recorded in 1973 and released in 74. Excuse me, if I'm not mistaken. Just a beast of an album. It is a great start to finish. There's no skippers on that one, ladies and gentlemen. He had a smoking band. They'd been on an 11-month tour, and they cut that album, and I'll tell you what, it just is the peak of Van's powers. Don't take my word for it. I'm only the host. Maybe Googletron it or look it up on some sort of device. You know, look at. You can find it somewhere. I know you can. You got it in you. Do it. You can do it. Either way, I think you'd enjoy that stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, my name is Ross Nielsen. This is the show. This is the program. Welcome. It is Killer Tunes. Perhaps you're listening to us in your car or on a device like a phone, maybe even a computer. You could be behind the times and actually listening on what are those things called? A radio. You could be listening on a radio. That would make sense. It's a radio program broadcasting at you. I'm yammering in a microphone and it squirts out of you, squirts out of Fredericton at you on 95.7 FM The Wolf. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. That's the science behind the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to ease into a lovely tune right now called The Lee Shore. This is a David Crosby number. This is Crosby, Stills, and Nash. This tune is an unreleased version of The Lee Shore that can be found on the CSN box set. Not the 1974 box set, but the box set just simply titled CSN. They've only got like a dozen or 13 or 14 Neil tunes on that one, so I think they just went CSN. Could be some ego action involved there. Who am I to say? I don't know these details. I do know that this is a smoking tune, and the best part of this version, folks, if you listen really hard at the top of it, you can hear Neil Young saying something about, if I scratch it, I'll take full responsibility or something ridiculous like that. These guys were renowned for having tempestuous relationships at best, I think. A lot of egos, a lot of cooks in the kitchen, a bona fide supergroup. They defined it, maybe one of the first, maybe the first supergroup, and they still define it as a genre. It doesn't get much better. They released two studio albums and then a live album, Four Way Street, amazing live album, and then they released a best of. So let's just go over that again. Two studio albums, a live album, and a best of. So their two studio albums, ladies and gentlemen, were good enough to call a best of from. That's how badass these guys were. Oh, it doesn't get any better. Check this out. Wonderful, wonderful version, The Lee Shore.
We'll go spin and glide. You got no place to hide. 'Cause you don't need one. All along the lee shore, shells lie scattered in the sand, winking up like shining eyes at me. From the sea, some careless way. Forgot it long ago. When I awoke this morning, I dove beneath my floating. Of the San Ramari, there's another island, it's a day's run away from here, and it's empty and free.
Yes, indeed. Still's just ripping it there on fire. I don't know what to say about that. That's like those guys, that era, man, you know, just four people with that kind of talent, not to mention a smoking rhythm section, four people with that kind of talent to be able to get in a room and make art, create music. Very fortunate to have that in the history of humankind. It doesn't get much better for songs, vocals, guitar playing. I just love all that stuff, my friends. Listen, it's nearing the end of the first half of the show. I'm going to spin a tune. We're going to pay a couple bills, and then we're going to come back for the second half like we always do here on Killer Tunes, ladies and gentlemen. Coming at you, 95.7 The Wolf FM out of Fredericktown. I am currently yammering into this microphone in my home studio, Reed basement of my mom's house, into that, and I'm enjoying a bourbon. It's been a while. I've been traveling the roads, doing tour stuff, both for Matt Anderson's selling merch there and doing a few shows of my own, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a busy start of the year, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. And I haven't had, you know, as much time to devote to my lovely, delicious glasses of bourbon. So I'm happy to be back in the saddle, folks. Happy to be enjoying a tasty brown drink while I'm talking to you today. And we're going out, ladies and gentlemen, we're going out with the one and only Buddy Guy. I don't know if I have spun Buddy on here before or not. If I haven't, I need to have a stern talking to with myself, because Buddy rules. If this doesn't display how much Buddy rules, then maybe you should turn the channel, folks. This is just badass stuff. Let me love you, baby. See you in a few minutes.
Fanny Mae, gonna tell Fanny what I heard. Her boyfriend said, don't start me talking. I'll tell her everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signifying, cause somebody's got to go. Jack give his wife $2, go downtown and get some mocking. Gets out on the streets. Old George stopped her. He knocked her down and black in the eye. She gets back home, tell her husband a lie. Don't start me talking, I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signal fine. Somebody's got to go. Oh, she borrowed some money. Go to the beauty shop. She honked his horn. She began to stop. Said, take me, baby, around the block. I'm going to the beauty shop where I can get my hair side. Don't stop me talking. I'll tell everything I know.
Yes, now, Rice Miller right there, a.k.a. Sonny Boy Williamson II. You know you're a badass when you just go ahead and take somebody else's name who already existed and died previous to your existence. Sonny Boy recorded a multitude of killer tracks for a variety of both his own stuff and backing up folks. That one is called Don't Start Me to Talk, and one of his, well, probably his biggest hit, I would say. I think it went to number 3 on the chart, something like that. Recorded in 1955 in Chicago at Chess Records. What else can you say about that? Well, let me tell you what else you can say about that. Do you want to hear who was on that track for backups? Otis Spann on piano. Hello. Muddy Waters, you ever hear that guy? And Jimmy Rogers, what about him? On guitar, Willie Dixon on bass. Now, come on. That's your band. How can you not have a hit? That was a great thing about Chess back then, man. They were all just like doing double duty. Someone would have a tune, they'd cut it. You know, maybe it was Muddy's band backing you up. Maybe in this case, maybe it was Muddy himself. That's so cool. I can't get enough of that that old school Chess stuff, man. It's awesome. I was in Chicago a couple years ago. I spent my 40th birthday there, and managed to go to Chess Records. Of course, I don't think that's the. I think it's been moved or something's different about it. I don't even know. But what a cool place, man! Just vibes aplenty. You know, it's not like you know, Sun Studios, which is super dollar billed. You know, they're taking the money from the tourists. Chess is taking money from tourists, but it's like, you know, $10 to get in. It's pretty chill there. You can go and record there for, you know, however long you want. It's just not as done up as Sun is, and it's kind of nice. Still a big-time vibe there, though. I had a really, really wonderful experience there. I just thought it was great to be in the same room as those things were cut, and they've got a bunch of old recording gear. Just, oh, gosh. Too good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna keep it a little groovy here. We're getting into a little Bobby Dylan. This is from one of my all-time favorite albums. This album was, I think, hailed as like a air quotes kids and air quotes comeback album for Bobby, produced by Dan Lamois. Really. A vibey album. The late great Jim Dickinson is on this album playing keys, and man, it doesn't get better than this. This is Cold Irons Bound from the one and only Bob Dylan.
By my love for her. taking such a long time to die. Madam, waist deep, waist deep in the knees. It's almost like I don't exist. I'm 20 miles out of town.
Joe.
dig that. Dig that tune. That's Bob Dylan, Cold Iron's Bound, Grammy award-winning song. Ladies and gentlemen, that is from the most amazing album, Time Out of Mind, which I've just been searching my butt off for on vinyl. My good buddy Kenny Friesen, who just made a record with me not long ago, he was gloating the last time I saw him that he found one of those copies in Toronto. One of the, I think it's a reissue. It was brand new when he bought it anyway. $40, but hey, well worth it. You don't see that baby out there very often. That's dating back to 1997. I believe I was living in Kelowna, British Columbia in 1997. And I recall when that album came out and I was just blown away, ladies and gentlemen. Really cool record. I think that year that Bob won the Grammy for that tune was the year, I don't know if you kids remember, but there was a cat that like stormed the stage and had Soy Bomb written on his naked chest and was dancing around strangely during Bob's performance. I think everyone just thought it was like typical Bob had a weirdo up there dancing with him, but Bob denied it afterwards, and he apparently didn't know said weirdo. Also at that Grammys, Bob's little boy, Jacob Dylan, cleaned house with the Wallflowers, winning for Bringing Down the Horse, and I think maybe One Headlight or something like that. Really great album as well. Maybe we'll play some Wallflowers here sometime, someday, one of these moments in time. It could happen. Listen, you want to talk about killer? I saw Taj Mahal a few years ago in Fredericton at the Harvest Jazz and Blues Festival. I thought he was going to be mellow. He burned the place to the ground with his guitar playing. Incendiary, I would call it. And, you know, long been one of my great influences, and I love Taj Mahal so much. So I thought, hey, why not play some Taj Mahal? Here's a really killer Taj Mahal tune, Fishin' Blues. Some good tips in this one. If you're a fisher of men, pay attention. This one's for you.
Bet you're going fishing all of the time. Baby going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife will catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Oh, here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, and my baby going fishing too. I went on down to my favorite fishing hole. Baby grabbed me a pole and a line. Threw my pole on and caught a 9-pound catfish. Now you know I brought him home for supper time. Proving any fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, yes I'm going fishing. And my baby going fishing too. Baby brother about to run me out of my mind. Say, can I go fishing with you? I took him on down to the fishing hole. Now, what do you think that he did do? Pulled a great big fish out the bottom of the pond. Now, he laughed and jumped because he was real gone. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing. And my baby going fishing too. Put him in the pot, baby, put him in the pan. Honey, cook him till he's nice and brown. Make a batch of buttermilk, whole cakes, mama, and chew them fangs and then chomp them on down. Singing, any fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relay. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, and my baby going fishing to play the blues. Life, your sweet wife's gonna catch more fish than you. many fish bites if you got good bait. Oh, here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, mama's going fishing, and the baby gone fishing too. We'll be right back.
Badge. That's Mr. Clapton himself. There you are. Oh, you're welcome, Mr. Clapton. Thanks for popping into Killer Tunes today. That is off of the live album 24 Nights, recorded at Royal Albert Hall. A real great collection of Clapton stuff. If you're a Clapton fan, if you're not a Clapton fan, you would hate it because it's all Clapton. But I really like Eric Clapton, so I quite enjoy it. There's some kind of stuff like that. There's some real bluesy stuff. There's even some stuff with an orchestra. It's quite a collection of live stuff featuring his godliness, Mr. Slow Hand. Ladies and gentlemen, somehow, during the fun we've been having, time has slipped by, and once again, it's closing time here at Killer Tunes, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. I want to just take a second here, as always, and thank you for tuning in to 95.7 The Wolf FM, right here in Fredericktown. This is Ross Nielsen. I am always pleasured to be your host here, and I'm grateful also that you have taken time out of your busy lives to listen to me yammer on and play some tunes your way. It's a good time for me. I hope it's a good time for you and that you enjoy the program. If you do not, you could email me or tweet at me and say, hey, that was terrible. Some people actually message and say that they like it. It blows my mind that people even listen to this at all. I really appreciate it. Thanks to Conrad here at The Wolf for letting me do this as well. Every week, folks, every week, we're blasting at you Saturdays at 1, Sundays at 4. So spread the word, spread the news. You know, it's not all bad out there. I want you to have a good week. I want you to look after each other. I want you to be good to each other. I want you to be nice. Good Lord, would it hurt you to be nice? I'm going to try and be nice. It's hard. I know it's hard, people. It's hard. But we got to try to be nice. We don't want it to be as bad as people make it out to be, and they make it out to be pretty bad. So if we could just maybe this week put a little extra effort in, you know, say hi, make eye contact, smiles, maybe pet a dog, a stranger's dog. Careful doing that. I feel like I shouldn't have offered that advice. Probably get some bite mail next week. My name is Ross Nielsen. I appreciate you. Thank you once again for tuning in to Killer Tunes. We're going to go out with just a smoking tune today. This guy needs no introduction, but I have to introduce him because that's my job. Ladies and gentlemen, Keith Richards from the 1992 album Main Offender. This is one of my favorite Keith songs, and it should be yours too. If it's not, and maybe it will be now. We're going to see you next week. Remember, it is not all bad out there. It's not as wicked as it seems, folks. We'll see you next week.
wicked as it seems. Now it's playtime, but it's far too late. It's gonna to haunt on,
haunt on, haunt on.
What you gonna give?
It's not enough.
It's not enough for me.
Not yet.
So I suffer. The exit.